Hi everyone, welcome back to the Change Your Mind podcast, where we explore personal development, spirituality, and science. I'm your host, Chris Ashley. I'm really excited for my guest today because she's going to teach me about a healing modality that I haven't tried, and I try everything, so I love finding things that I've never heard about because then I get to go try something new. And as everyone knows, I'm on this healing journey, so it'll be one more tool to add to the toolbox. All right. Quick announcements before we get started, though. Head over to the links in the show notes. You're going to find a link to my book, Change Your Mind to Change Your Reality. It was endorsed by three experts from The Secret, Bob Doyle, Marcy Shimoff, Michael Beckwith. It was endorsed by John Gray, who wrote Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. It was endorsed by Nina Morjani, so come check it out. You'll also find ways to sponsor the podcast. You'll find ways to connect on social media, find links to courses, coaching, free downloads. And as always, this podcast is part of the Los Angeles Tribune Podcast Network. We are doing massive things in personal development. We have a live event pretty much every month at this point with incredible headliners. I was just on stage with Les Brown, Dr. Joe Vitale, Sharon Lecter, Jim Quick, Joseph McClendon. We have another huge event coming up, a week-long event in a couple weeks. So come stay connected. What if the one thing keeping you stuck is the way you think? Welcome to Change Your Mind with Chris Ashley, the podcast where science meets spirituality and mindset becomes your most powerful tool for transformation. I'm Chris Ashley, author of Change Your Mind to Change Your Reality, trainer, speaker, and lifelong seeker. For years, I battled trauma, depression, anger, chronic illness, low self-worth, and the weight of old stories. Until I discovered how to rewire my mind, reconnect with my divine nature, and consciously create a new reality from the inside out. This show is here to help you do the same. Each week, we explore the intersection of personal development, spirituality, and science, diving into topics like healing, emotional mastery, entrepreneurship, resilience, and the quantum nature of reality. You'll hear powerful stories, gain practical tools and real conversations that will help you change your perspective, get unshakable confidence, and live the vision your soul has always known is possible. Whether you're navigating a major life shift, building your dream business, or seeking deep healing and alignment, you're in the right place. So if you're ready to break through, take back your power, and create a life on your terms, this is your moment. Let's break free from the patterns that hold us back, awaken to who we truly are, and rise. Your transformation starts now. All right, so with me today, I have Adelaida. Okay, I have such a pretty name. Okay, so I have Adelaida Child, and Adelaida is a certified Psych K instructor with a compelling journey of transformation and self-discovery. After graduating in finance and embarking on a corporate career in Amsterdam, Adelaida found herself burned out and unfulfilled. Her life took a drastic turn as she grappled with career dissatisfaction, financial instability, and toxic relationships. Determined to rebuild her life, she embarked on a profound journey of self-healing and personal growth. She explored various self-improvement techniques and eventually found Psych K, which she found very transformative. So welcome, Adelaida. I'm so happy you're here.
Thank you so much for having me here, Chris. I'm so excited.
Yeah, me too. Like I said, I love learning new things. My listeners know I'm on a journey of trying to heal infertility of 8 years. So I love trying new modalities. Yeah. I like to start with the same question though. What is your origin story? So what is it that put you on this journey? And I know a little bit of that was in your bio, but I'd love for you to just tell me about what is it that led you to find this modality?
Thank you for asking that. At the age of 27, I had to go back and live with my parents. I lost my job. I lost another toxic relationship. Thank God. But I had no finances. Basically, everything that could go wrong went wrong. And so I was very lucky to be able to land at my parents' house. I know not everybody has this opportunity, but to me, it was another chance to figure out what went wrong. And that was the beginning of the journey. I asked the question, what did I do wrong? Or what did I create, basically? Because when I learned later, I created it myself with my subconscious beliefs, with my childhood traumas, with the values that were not aligned with my conscious mind. And this was the beginning of journey of learning how to reprogram those deep subconscious limiting beliefs, and that journey brought me to this amazing modality, Psych-K.
Amazing. I love your attitude towards it all, because the truth is, like, we all have a story, right? We all go through adversity or challenges or trauma, but to be able to look at that and be like, I actually created that. Maybe it wasn't my fault, but my healing is my responsibility, right? And I think that it takes a while to get to that place. And so many people have that knee-jerk reaction of just getting defensive. But once you find healing and you find those root causes, you're like, oh, that actually was because of X, Y, and Z. So I could change it.
And Chris, thank you for pointing that out. Because when I learned that I created that mess, the first thing was, of course, it was anger. What do you mean I created it? But then when I truly thought about it, it came to me, okay, if I created it, I can recreate it. Mm. I can take this power away, back, basically, instead of giving it away. Oh, I blamed it on my boss. I blamed it on my boyfriends. I blamed it on everything and everywhere, everyone else. But the moment I took the responsibility, it was a game changer, because now it's actually a blessing that it's all on me. And I create or recreated this reality. So now I found myself being in an amazing relationship, having a wonderful career, amazing deep friendships. And so if somebody told me that when I was 27 years, which was not that long time ago, that was 2010, I would say it's impossible. And I would say it's just not possible at that time. And look at me now. I am truly joyful and happy. And I know that I create that reality with my thoughts and my beliefs and subconscious beliefs, what is the most important.
Yeah, absolutely. And yes, we do change our reality. So tell me, what is Psych-K? Because that's what I'm like really excited to learn about. Like, what is this modality?
So Psych-K, it's not a new modality. It's a modality that is with us since 1988. Okay. It's created by Rob Williams, who was a marriage therapist, family marriage therapist, and who was tired of not being able to help his clients, and having clients coming to him for years and just basically talking about the same issues without helping them. And this is where in 1988, this modality came to him, and he started to basically truly helping his clients and shifting and changing their lives on such a deep level. So I believe 1995, there was the first training for other instructors, because he was not able to teach it by himself, because other therapists were coming to him and asking him, what are you doing differently? And they were actually trained in that, but not only the therapist, but also everyday people like coaches, guides, who else, anyone who actually needs help for themselves. So it was truly amazing self-help tool. And it's now taught in more than 40 countries in the world, in more than 18 languages in the world. So it's, for me, I'm Polish, so I'm not only teaching this modality here in the United States, but also in Europe. And so I'm so lucky to that I found this modality, because it's truly changed my life and my clients as well.
Awesome. How does it work? I'm like, okay, that was like, what is it? I still don't know what it is.
Okay, thank you for that question. So Psych-K is using tools that are called balances. And those balances will take you for a few seconds to a few minutes to go through them. And what they do after using them, they basically help you to create a whole brain state. And that means that your left and right hemisphere are working at the same time. So the functions of the left and the right hemispheres are simultaneously used. And when we are using them both, this is where you can actually change those limiting subconscious beliefs within a few seconds to a few minutes. You're able to shift any or change or heal any trauma, stress, anxiety. And what we're using is, there are several things. There is a muscle testing that we know of kinesiology, and kinesiology is being used also to help us to create that bridge between conscious and subconscious mind. And it's a guidance. So we are actually guided through the process. Then we are using the set of whole brain movements and postures. You're all the time conscious. So it's not like a hypnosis that you don't know what's happening. No, you're actually, you're being guided. So Psyche, we call it that, we will facilitate a session with you because it's more of guidance. I will lead you through this process, whether it's in person or online, and you will be able to experience that shifts within a few seconds to a few minutes, which is incredible.
That's really fascinating. So, I mean, a lot of modalities that I've tried use muscle testing. Muscle testing is amazing.
Yes, it is.
And muscle test yourself too.
Yeah.
Like, very easily.
Yep.
So how many sessions does it normally take? You said you can like feel the difference in a couple of minutes. Can it like actually heal something or change a limiting belief in one session?
100%.
Wow.
Oh, yes. I just had a session with a woman who had problems with insomnia. And we had one session. She emailed me after 3 weeks that since our session, she sleeps like a baby. She looks forward to go to bed. And what I helped her is with, she worked on anxiety and fears that she had. And once she brought herself to peace of mind, she was able to fall asleep. So yes, often I work with people, and that's why it's so incredible to be able during one session, often one session, because sometimes it takes a couple of sessions, depends what it is. So I, of course, they always ask me like, how many sessions? And I say like, I always shoot for one session, but if we run out of time and we need more sessions because there's some layers, we will do that. But it's better than years of therapy, isn't it? Right? Really? Yeah.
So what do you, I've gotten so many different modalities. I just was telling you in the green room, I have, I'm interviewing Dr. Bradley Nelson, who created the emotion code and body code after this. I've tried like neuroemotional technique, which also is like muscle testing. So how is Psyche different from those modalities? Cause that's kind of like what I know.
So it's simple, powerful, and safe. Why is it? And this is what brought me to this modality the most, that you can work with yourself and others, and you know you won't hurt anyone, and it's because it's safe. So even if you're just a beginner, you won't do any harm to anyone.
I don't think that those modalities are unsafe, though.
Well, I don't know which modalities you were working with, but it happened like people would come to me, and after a hypnosis, they said they were more traumatized or re-traumatized, or you know, they were going through therapy like ayahuasca, and they were traumatized.
So the question I asked was, how is it different from neuroemotional technique or body code? Because those are the ones that I've done that are similar, it seems.
Okay.
Yeah.
So with this, what we're working on, we're finding the limiting belief, mm-hmm. and immediately creating empowering. We're making sure that that it's for you safe and appropriate to make those changes. So there's that safety protocol. And once we're going through the process, we're choosing the tool. So that's beautiful because your subconscious mind is able to choose the tools. And even though you don't know it, on a subconscious level, the moment you're working with a facilitator, your subconscious mind will be able to choose the tool. So this is the main reason, the main the difference. And what I really love about it is as well, you truly go into the root cause of the issue. And so you're able on a quantum level to, once you work with something that is here and now or in the past, you're able to shift it on all timelines of your life.
So when you say the tool, like what are some possible tools that your subconscious may come up with?
So we have different balances. So we have balances that are using your conscious mind and subconscious mind. And then we have a balance that is only using your subconscious mind. So as we know now from neuroscience, subconscious mind is 1 million times more powerful than conscious mind. And sometimes your conscious mind doesn't need to be engaged in the shifts. So that's why where your subconscious mind will choose if you need to use also your conscious mind or also only your subconscious mind. So that's really what I think it's really cool when your subconscious mind, it's like your partner in a partnership and is able to choose the tools in psyche that will make the changes within subconscious mind.
Okay, so I'm still trying to like wrap my head around what all this is and how it works. So like when you say, okay, so when you're saying tools, it's basically choosing between the conscious and the subconscious mind, right?
Tools are balances that we call in psyche.
Okay, so what are balances?
So balance is a tool that will help you to shift the subconscious mind's limiting beliefs.
Okay, can you give me an example of one?
Okay, so what are the most common limiting belief when it comes to, let's say, self-worth? You can say, oh, I don't feel worthy.
Okay.
So then we would create this empowering statement, and that empowering statement, like, I feel worthy of the best. Okay. And so once we create that statement, then we're going to use muscle testing to make sure or to check if you believe in that statement on a subconscious level or you don't believe in that. Then we're going to, if you don't believe in that, then we're going to go through safety protocol, also using muscle testing, just to make sure that it's safe for you to make those shifts within your subconscious mind. And this is the part of like a scale, like I call it like a spine of the balance. I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So each step is like, okay, first we're going to check that if you have that empowering belief. If not, then we're going to check if it's for you appropriate and safe. Then the next step will allow us to choose appropriate balance, that tool that will help you to shift the limiting belief into empowering one. Now, I cannot talk too much about how that balance looks like, but basically you are all the time, you're going to go through series of movements or instructions that you need to do in that balance. And it's going to take a few seconds to a few minutes. And after that, we're going to make sure that you actually ingrained or reprogrammed that subconscious mind. So you will get truly confirmation of that.
Awesome. That definitely helps. I feel like I might have had this done before.
Okay, tell me about it.
Because as you're describing it, I'm like, I feel like I've had some people on the show that have done that. That's really interesting. Mm-hmm. So I guess like what kind of like, what does it work best for? Is it like limiting beliefs, or do limiting beliefs always underlie illness, or is there another cause of illness? Like, what do you see?
So now we know as well that 99% of disease is stress related. So if you feel worthless, or if you feel sad because you felt nobody loved you or your parents didn't love you, well, then you are automatically in stress, correct? So when we are thinking the low vibrational thoughts, or we are in a shame or guilt or anger, then our body is in a fight or flight constantly. And so what happens is that, here's the thing, once you take care of the stress, you're going to be in a growth. Everybody's heard, hopefully, that most people who are in a healing on a healing journey have heard about Bruce Lipton, Dr. Bruce Lipton.
Totally. I was just redoing my podcast intro, and I have a photo of him in there.
Yeah. So yeah, I got to meet him. Yeah, so Bruce Lipton, he's one of the biggest speakers for Psych-K. And actually, he wrote his book, Biology of Belief.
Great book.
Amazing book. And he completed that book because of Psych-K. And he met Rob Williams. And this is just like a story, you know, behind the behind the stage. So when they've met during the seminars. This is where somebody actually knew exactly what both are doing. So Bruce talked about on his seminar that we are not victims of our genes, that right. we are right. Like, and he proved this on the University of Stanford on doing his research, and so he was showing that we are masters of our reality and our health when we can take a look at our beliefs. Because it's environment, and not only environment that we perceive, it's our beliefs. Because if we believe that the world is not a safe place, immediately fight or flight is going to turn on. Yes. And at the end of his seminars, the people were always asking, so how do you change those beliefs? And he's like, I don't know. I'm just a scientist. I'm just sharing with you what I know. And then Rob Williams, he said, Dr. Bruce, if you stay a little bit longer, I will show you exactly how to change those beliefs. And Bruce was so shocked because nobody ever said something like that before. So he truly curious, and he stayed. And this is where Rob Williams talked about Psych-K. He showed the Psych-K. He was doing demonstration on the stage with Psych-K and the client. And that was the beginning of this beautiful journey, because after that, Bruce told him and he said, like, this is incredible. And, you know, I am working on this book, but I don't know why, but I cannot finish this book. I have this block, this roadblock, this procrastination. And they had this beautiful session together. And after the session, actually, Bruce finished his book. And I believe on page 230, he does talk about Psych-K. We were joking because there's so many people who've read this book, but they did not see that page.
And totally, then one of them,
right, there you go. And then they were rereading it, and then once they were ready, Psych-K found them. I always joke, like, Psych-K will find you when you are ready. so that's
such a great example. I mean, I love that story, thanks for sharing. And that's right. Such a great example of, you know, like, answers or opportunities or like the thing you need next being right in front of your face. And if you're not ready to see it, like, you're just blind to it.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So how does someone know if they have a limiting belief? Because, you know, maybe, I mean, I guess if you could make the argument, like, if anyone has any health issue or if anyone has any thing that they're struggling with, they could have a limiting belief under. But like, if someone comes to you and they're like, hey, I'm just struggling to finish this book. Like, how do you know that there's a limiting belief under there?
They struggle. So usually people would say, I procrastinate, I have a block, and I avoid. That's the first sign that somebody has limiting belief, or fear. Well, guess what fear had Dr. Bruce Lipton when he said that he couldn't finish the book?
What fear?
I'm sorry?
What fear?
Fear that he will be ridiculed from the science community.
Well, he already was.
And look at him now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's totally look at him now. Because they didn't want to see the truth. And people who resonated with him were attracted to him. And he's the father of epigenetics above the genes. That epigenetics wasn't there. But then they started to say, like, well, there's something else than genes. Well, let's look at that, right?
You know, it's funny. I told you in the beginning that I struggled with 8 years of infertility, and I went through many, many, many fertility treatments to have my son. And the fertility clinic was actually like, hey, we have this, all these like books you can read. And that was one of them. I was like, oh my God, you're handing out Bruce Lipton right now. That's so cool. So it has infiltrated mainstream medicine, which is really cool.
There you go. I'm so happy to hear that. And more and more doctors and clinical therapists are coming to the workshops as well, because they see that they need better tools and something that allow people to heal themselves. Because here's the thing, our body heals itself naturally. Once you cut yourself, you don't have to do anything but keeping your wound clean and dry. And we don't say heal itself, you know, or looking for healing. No, our body is doing this constantly by itself. But we also know that we halt to trauma. We halt to stress. So thinking of when our body is crashing is because we're holding to the stress. We're holding to these limiting beliefs. And it's like the dirt. So the moment people are allowed to, or they allow themselves to look at that from this mind perspective and transform these limiting beliefs, transform the trauma, the body knows what to do. The body will heal itself, because its role to heal itself constantly. Just take away the stress, take away limiting beliefs and trauma, and your body will exactly know what to do. Yeah.
So how does stress affect your body? Like, what's the science behind that? What's it doing inside?
Well, so from the clinical perspective, right? The moment we're stressed, the hormone that is called cortisol is being released. Cortisol will raise your heartbeat. So then the blood flows from your muscle, from your body, basically to your muscles. What happens? Your immune system shuts down. Your digestive system often shuts down or is overworking. Your brain, your frontal cortex just is turned off. So we don't think clearly. Now, we fight or flight. We used to had to fight a tiger. Nowadays, it's finances, it's our work, it's traffic, and so on. So we are not used to long chronic stress. And then when we are in long chronic stress, and nowadays most people live in such a huge stress, they don't even realize it. I didn't realize it, how stressed I was. And what happens is, and now it depends from what type of emotions, what type of trauma we have, then there's certain parts of our body that are basically touched. As we know from so many different beautiful healers like Louise Hay and Dolores Cannon, that, you know, Chinese medicine talks about that we hold grief in our lungs, mm-hmm. right? And so depending now from what kind of trauma and stress we hold, then if our body is holding it to it too much, then those certain organs or parts of our body are being affected.
Yeah, totally. I love that you brought up Louise Hay and you said Dolores Cannon, but also her daughter, Julia, has Soul Speak, which is very similar to Louise Hay, as you can heal yourself.
Yeah.
Anytime I have like anything, like those are the books I like rush mm-hmm. over to. It's like a little encyclopedia. So have you noticed that too? Like that kind of pattern? Like I know Dolores says like cancer, or like especially like colon cancer, is like caused by anger, and like you said, like in Chinese medicine, anger is associated with like the gallbladder and the liver, or like grief with the lungs. Like, have you noticed that in your own work?
Oh yes. So even with my own life, I started to have a huge lower back pain. Huge. And like, and it started at the beginning, it was small, right? And then I ignored it like a good citizen. And because I was thinking, oh, it will go away, but it didn't go away. And so finally, I was like, okay, let me take a look at it. Let me see what's going on, because it's not going away. And what I found out is that actually I found emotion, and my emotion was I didn't feel supported.
Makes sense.
So I shifted that emotion and back pain went away immediately. It's such an incredible, like, your body does talk to you.
Yeah. I've been having, like, tennis elbow the last week and a half.
Okay.
And I have a 15-month-old. My husband's like, oh, it's just from picking up the baby. I'm like, no, it's got to mean something.
Okay.
And I'm like, I'm trying to, like, look through all their stuff. I'm like,
you want to figure it out? I can help.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, because we talk about, like, it's so simple. So, yeah. And it's going to be your first answer that is going to come to you.
Hmm.
So close your eyes.
Oh, I love this. Okay.
And ask your elbow, what do you want to tell me? What's the challenge? What's the issue? And the first answer.
It said you're reaching for something, but I don't know if that means, like, what that means.
Okay. That's okay. You see, I told you, like, you're reaching for something. Okay. Ask again. What am I reaching for?
Fame and success.
Beautiful.
But like, what do I do with that now?
Okay, well, that's the next part where we, during the session, we would go into a balance. Before that, we would create a statement that it would help you to believe that you already are doing it. Because here's the thing, if you're reaching and reaching and reaching and reaching, and I cannot reach it, on an emotional level, then we need to create something to allow you to shift that feeling into, like, you already are. Maybe you need that, or maybe you need something else. I don't know. This is, like, I'm guessing, but I would ask you, so what do you need? And so on, so on. And we would work through this.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. So it's not necessarily that it's like a limiting belief under that. It's more of like, I don't know, like a frustration or I don't know what the right word would be.
Yeah,
that's emotion. Super interesting.
Yeah, frustration could be. But also frustration is from believing that you have to reach for it, that you're working hard for it, right? That you put so much work and you don't see the result you would like to. And then the frustration.
Well, that resonates. That's so funny.
Yeah, wow. So it could be both. It could be both. And if I don't feel like I'm worthy of something, or like I'm, then how am I going to feel? Angry, frustrated, right? So it could be, it's connected. It's connected.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah.
So what did we not talk about yet that you like really want to get out to people about psyche, or about just how our emotions are connected, or anything?
Well, first of all, being aware of our emotions and not denying those emotions, and listening to yourself, listening to your body, making sure that you are aware of it. That's very important, because I've met so many, especially healers, when they just put a good face into a problem. Because this is how they learn to cope with it. And they said, no, it's fine, it's great. And then I'm like, no, but you know what? How do you really feel about it? Drop down the mask, truly be in your energy. And starting from that point, like for me, it was like, okay, let me, like, where am I right now? See how I feel, what I'm thinking, my thoughts, my patterns. The patterns are also huge, huge indication of limiting beliefs and this programming that we don't want. So that would be the first step. Now, if it comes about psyche, I would say check it out. There's a general psyche website, psyche.com, where you can read a lot about psyche. You can check my website where you read about it. There's so many amazing resources. And see or notice how it resonates with you. Because again, it's like, if you're ready, you will feel it. Like, this is like, oh my gosh, I need to try it. But if you're not ready, or you feel that you should go in a different direction, then I would say, if you don't feel ready as well, this is not for you yet. Because this is really goes into the root cause and helps you to truly shift and become the best version of yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely want to try it. I think it's really cool. And it goes along with, you know, what I find so interesting is, like, the more I have these conversations, the more I do this research, it's like all these modalities and all these mystics and all these ancient texts and spirituality are like really saying the same thing. Like, we're all energy and we really can create the reality that we want.
Yeah, there's so many ways to roam.
Yeah, I like that.
and everything is beautiful. For me, I was just done with complicated.
Yeah.
I was just done with pain. I was done with doing something for a long time.
Yeah.
So if we started to appreciate simplicity and understanding that not everything that it's difficult, it's worth having. Actually, simplicity is also very worthy. And in our society, we say you have to work hard. Once you work hard for it, it's worth having. But if it's too simple, it's worthless. That's a limiting belief as well. So basically finding your favorite path, what resonates with you? Because again, you're going to get there sooner or later. There's no other way. There's no other way. We all will get there. And our journey is the best. Our journey is the destination, right?
Totally, like beautifully said. Yeah, absolutely. And like, I just keep going back to the Bruce Lipton thing where it's like, when it's ready for you, or when you're ready for it, it'll show up. And like, maybe that'll be years from now, or maybe it'll be right after you listen to this podcast.
Exactly. Whenever you're ready.
Cool. Awesome. Well, I really appreciate your time. Thanks so much for coming on and teaching me and helping me figure out what's going on with my elbow. I'll have to schedule something with you to like really dig into that a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm sure people want to know where they can find you, how to connect with you. Are you on social media? What's your website? All the stuff.
So first of all, Chris, thank you so much for having me here. It was such a pleasure. And I love talking with someone who actually, you know, asking the questions that are so valuable for others to learn about the different modalities and different roads. And thank you for doing this amazing job.
Oh, you're very sweet.
It's so important. It is. And you can find me on my website, which is adaada.child.com. Or Instagram, which is adelaida.child as well. And also on the Psyche page, psyche.com, where I am there with other instructors. So even if you are in a different state, in different country, you can find instructor who can teach you or this modality during the workshop. So those would be the best ways to find me.
Amazing. And you said that you also do Zoom sessions, right? Or you do
online?
Yes. Okay.
Yes, cool. I do the Zoom sessions, work with people all around the world. Actually, tomorrow I'm working with Hong Kong and after tomorrow with Poland. So it's such an amazing work. Again, you will do the work. You don't need me. I will guide you through this and you will do the shifts within yourself. So this is beautiful stuff.
Amazing. Well, your passion for it and your just excitement and your love for it really shines through. So I appreciate you. Thanks for doing the work you do as well. If you are listening, please send this to someone you think would resonate with it. I think the world needs a lot of healing and all of these modalities. Give them a try. Find the one that resonates with you and definitely go check out all of Adelaida's links. And like, comment, share, subscribe. I'll see you all next time. Have a beautiful rest of your day.